Good morning from Northern California. It is January 30th already. And before we get too far in front of myself, I've had two full days previously. One was at a walk in my mountain with my trees. And I have a recording. I did a video as well. I'm hoping to put the video. Maybe it'll go on Instagram. But I think I'm going to try to put the whole audio cast video and some images of my walk on my mountain with my trees on my website, in my blog, on my webpage, which is Robin Milne, robintmilne.com. Just an aside, the reason I just don't have it robinmilne.com is I used to have it robinmilne.com. It's a sort of a long story, but I got to Denmark at my residency and my website wasn't working. And I needed my website to work because I was doing a sort of a lecture there, and I wanted to make sure people could get to my website. So I had to quickly make a new website, unbelievably. You know, the obstacles you go through, right? I'm in another country and I have to create a new website quickly. So I'm not a real techie either. So it's a very simple website. But it wouldn't allow me to take that name for some reason. I don't know. Like I said, long story. And so I had to make it Robin with two B's. T. Milne, all one word, Robin T. Milne, which is how I sign my paintings anyway, basically. But it's harder for folks to find me, I would imagine, and they're looking for Robin Milne. But anyway, robintmilne.com, there's a blog portion on my website. I'm going to put this cast once it's done and hopefully get the images together. I still have to do some, I have to look at them because I had some on my iPhone and I had some on my camera. I took a couple hour walk out there the other day, a couple days ago, and really soaked up their goodness. And so I have a bit of a clip from my audio here that I'm going to add into this audio, and then I'll put the video up, hopefully. And that will be later on today. So enjoy, and I hope that you will understand a little more about me, my process, what inspires me, and my trees, my love for trees. Well, I wasn't going to make an audio out here, but I decided to capture the ambiance of this walk I'm taking, which I am surprised at so many things here on my same walk, same trail. That's why I love walking here. The storms have created havoc, taken trees down, and brush is everywhere. Tree canopies, dead tree canopies. Though the wild irises and some of the blooms on some of the early trees, I'm trying to remember what type of tree that is. I'm going to say it's, I'll have to remember in a minute, but some blossoms are coming out and I've already seen butterflies. It's only January 28th. The creek is flowing. We've had quite a few storms in the last week and a half. I'm looking right now down at a sort of mossy
grassy bank, and it has all the lovely golden ashen crispy dead leaves that have fallen from the trees over the last fall. I love to watch the ecosystem at work. I love to see the cycles of life. Yeah. I can only get that in nature, really. You can get it everywhere when you really look for it, seeing the cycles of life. But really, it's not unnoticeable at all here. I mean, it's in your face everywhere. Life is continuing on, even though there's death along the forest way, many, many trees down, moving into that cycle of their life, and to feed the rest of the universe, the critters that like decaying oaks or pines. I see our friend, not my friend, but poison oak is sprouting. Oh no, that's not poison oak. That has little stickers on it, so that's probably some sort of wild berry. I have to be careful this time of the year. Poison oak comes up, and you can't even notice it until you're in it. Wow. It's just gorgeous up here today. Even the music of the stream changes. Different tone. It's having to go around obstacles that have fallen into its path. The light is gorgeous out here today. It's a little bit cloudy, I guess you would say. Overcast. Sun is coming through the clouds, but not directly. I brought my 35mm today instead of just my phone. So I did get some interesting shots. This is the place that inspires me, inspires my work, inspires my memory. My memory, that's what comes out on my canvases. about ready. Time to turn around. I went further this time. And let's see what this tells me. A little sign here to Deer Flat. It's 2.68 miles more to Red Road. To the boundary of the park is another 1.16 miles. And back to Mitchell Canyon Road, the gate where I came in, it's about another mile back. So, 1 mile out, 1 mile back. Pretty good. I'm getting there. Getting back. Well, that was a wonderful walk. And I don't know that I really spent too much time speaking of the words, or with words, about my trees. I may have said it more on the video, but I noticed many trees there had a falling from the storms, and I did a lot of shooting of that rather than, okay, it's winter, because, I mean, it is winter, and so many of them were without leaves. But there were also the pines, the deciduous trees. It was really quite lovely. The shadowing of the branches coming down in their veils, sort of a veil, with the background being lit, sort of backlit, these veils of branches. I'm going to read Mary Oliver's poem called When I Am Among Trees. If you hear purring, that's Maggie Moo. She's on my lap. Okay. When I Am Among the Trees by Mary Oliver. When I'm among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches and they call again. "It's simple," they say. "And you, too, have come into the world to do this. To go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine."